Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Tuesday, May 25th, 2010. At this point, I normally say we are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, but Brooksine is not with me today for the reading. Our message is titled, Dealing with Anger, and it's part of our Daily Encouragement Net series intended to both encourage and instruct in the Bible. Today's would be a little bit different form of encouragement, perhaps challenge, a better word. The scripture text is from Jonah 4, verse 4. But the Lord replied, Have you any right to be angry? When was the last time you felt deep anger? Was it in your home, work, or in your travels? Maybe you experienced road rage. Perhaps you felt it as you listened to the news and heard another dreaded report about the condition of the world. I tend to get angry at inanimate frustrations, such as this morning when a long electrical cord got all tangled up. My very aggravated spirit was a sure sign that the Lord has some more work to do on me. But my greatest source of anger is directed at Satan and his persistent efforts to kill, steal, and destroy. We're dealing with a situation, and I must make it clear, it's not in our family, our church, or in any of our companies. But it's a consulting-type relationship to a troubled church with an astounding example of Satan at work and the heartache this ancient foe brings. Well, some of you may be angry right now as you've somehow come across this message to listen to, or many read it, of course. I suggest the daily selection is a memory verse to assist in examining our hearts when we are angry. Jonah did not want to obey the Lord and go to Nineveh and went the other way instead. He is, of course, best known for his motel whale experience. While in the whale, he had a very distinct conversion experience, and the Lord commanded the fish, and it vomited Jonah onto dry land. That's chapter 2, verse 10. Then the word of the Lord came to Jonah a second time. Go to the great city of Nineveh and proclaim it. To it the message I give you. Well, this time Jonah obeyed and went to Nineveh and had perhaps the most remarkable response to truth in all of history. When he gave the altar call, everyone got saved. If it happened today, the Christian book publishers would be hounding Jonah, promising rewarding contracts. He would simply write his how-to book. He would have been in extremely high demand as a conference speaker in church growth and revival circles. Can't you just picture his biographical sketch? He would have been in high demand for the interview circuit as well. Early morning shows, Larry King Live. Imagine all the t-shirts and other religious paraphernalia that would have sold as a result of his experience. For those of you with marketing minds, just consider the possibilities. But Jonah was not at all thrilled about the results of his preaching. Instead of rejoicing in God's love and compassion and the repentance of a great city, Jonah sulked. Chapter 4, verses 1 and 3 states, He was greatly displeased and angry, and he asked the Lord to take his life. That's when God asked Jonah this probing question. Have you any right to be angry? At this point, one would expect the conviction of such a question from God Himself to have melted the self-centered attitude of Jonah completely. But it didn't. In fact, the book ends without any apparent change in Jonah's attitude. If we were to hear from God the very same question, Have you any right to be angry? What would our response be? May we consider the things that make us angry and then allow the Holy Spirit to gently ask, Have you any right to be angry? Most often, I believe, we will find our anger is the result of a self-centered attitude or a failure to have a godly perspective on the matter. Let's pray. Lord, we will likely encounter much today that we may be tempted to respond to in anger, either inwardly or outwardly. Help us to hear your voice, examine our hearts, and respond in a Christ-honoring way. Amen. Well, thanks for joining us today for our Daily Encouragement Net podcast. I should say me, but Brooksine was able to have a hand in the writing of the message today, so it remains our message. Our website is dailyencouragement.net. We post these messages up each weekday morning. This is the message that we have prepared for Tuesday, May 25th, 2010. Today we have a link to something some of you may find interesting. It's a Bible knowledge test that we have prepared. And it will take you, a link will take you to a survey page, actually, in the format that I've used to prepare the test. And you can take the test, and then we also have a link to an answer key. Regarding music today, try to think of a song on anger, and you'll find why finding suitable music was difficult, but found a song, a great old hymn called Take My Life and Let It Be. Happens to be a Chris Tomlin version. And then we have today the answers to two quizzes from yesterday. One was a photo quiz, and that answer is a link with the identity of the flowers posted underneath each photo. And then we also gave a test yesterday, a gardening quiz, that had a fill-in-the-blank, and we have the answers to that as well today. Well, have a blessed day. Be encouraged, and may God help us all to overcome.